It's time for Cover 2 with Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
So the fact that you said that my point is valid means I win?
No, you're a foolish idiot.
And now, here's Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Cover 2 podcast. Joe Bianchino and Pierce Bricks here with you on 104.5theteam.com. Mr. Bricks, how are you on this Super Bowl week Wednesday?
I'm doing pretty well. It is balmy.
Right?
And it is bizarre, you know.
Two surprises when I got up this morning. First, that I could wear flip-flops if I wanted to today.
Which thought you probably did.
Thought about it, didn't.
It's too wet for
the
flip-flop.
Yeah, that's what it was. That was the problem. But thought about it, certainly. Secondly, I drive out this morning. And I don't know if this was still happening, much like, I don't know, Dr. Phil's last name was McGraw.
Great piece of news from the ESPN update, man. I didn't think he had it. I thought he was like
it
Madonna.
It was just Phil.
Yeah.
That's it. Dr. Phil. Boom. I go out, driving out my driveway this morning, sitting next to my mailbox, Yellow Pages. Did not know they still existed.
You know what the worst part about Yellow Pages is nowadays? If you give me Yellow Pages, I'm like an old lady with the internet. If you give my grandmother the Yellow Pages, boom, 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 that's where we're going. There's a plumber for you. You give me the Yellow Pages, I don't know which one has the people, which is residential, which is commercial.
It's
one of the most old school, simple things to use ever.
Because you know what? It's a book. That's it. I don't know how to use books.
My internet goes down all
spelling.
Of a sudden. I'm like building a hut out of sticks.
It's man versus
hunting
wild.
For my food.
All right, well, let's get a story. A lot of stories of the week yesterday, and what is usually pretty dull media day Tuesday during Super Bowl week. Came out with some stories. I mean, usually you just get a hot Spanish chick proposing to Tom Brady.
Right.
And everyone goes, it's funny, what a waste of time. Yesterday, legitimate stories. First and foremost, obviously, your boy. And I say your boy because he is your boy.
He's totally my boy.
Ray Lewis. Whether or not God believes in it or not, it is possible he was using deer antler stuff.
Deer antler velvet extract.
I swear to God.
That sounds like something Frodo Baggins uses to get back on the quest.
I'm sitting there writing up notes for this podcast this morning. I'm like writing down the show plan. And I'm like, Ray Lewis, deer antler use. And I had to pause, like put my pen down and go, did I really just write that?
Deer
is
antler.
Is that serious?
Velvet. Now, where does the velvet come from? It's deer antler velvet extract. Now, I can't see you like suck the marrow out of a deer and it's like soft to the touch.
Well, this is my girlfriend's from Saranac Lake, from the way up north, so I know these things. When they shed their antlers, when they come back in, before they harden, they're like velvety.
Oh, so it's like the veal of antlers.
Ranger Rick Joe over here. Yeah.
Okay.
They're coming in, right? And they shed them every, whatever. Whatever it is, Ray Lewis is allegedly using it. They've got, you know, the guy who runs this Swats is the name of it, I believe. Says he's got phone calls taped when Ray Lewis contacted him shortly after he tore.
Which you could just show somebody.
Yeah, he probably could. He was on SVP yesterday. And I buy it. I buy it. But here's the bigger point. One, you're not going to do anything because there is no test, right? And presumed innocent. Like, in my heart of hearts, I could think, yeah, 30-something year-old dude coming back from an injury like that probably had something, right? But you can't do anything about it. I can't presume that, really, because there's no failed test, and I understand that.
Here's my thing.
Go ahead.
There's a couple of issues. First of all, did this guy come up with the acronym SWATS and then use words to fill it out because he thought it was cool?
I think so.
I have an issue with that. There's a legitimacy. Because if you have, we're the super cool guy club, and then you like come up with the letters to make it sound like a doctor, that's not SWATS. You're going to tell me
it's badass, though. If you're Ray Lewis and you're looking for some supplements, are you going to go to Joe's Supplements? You're going to go to SWATS.
You go to
I'm going to SWATS.
You go to like Johnson and
that's smart branding.
No, that's sketchy branding.
If you're looking,
that's very broed out.
Let me ask you, if you're looking through the Yellow Pages, what pops? GNC or SWATS?
GNC.
Lies.
If I see SWATS, lies. I'm not going to
this is why you can't,
made of SWATS.
This is why you can't use the Yellow Pages. You don't understand what pops. But you know,
you
look,
go to a place called Balco. If I see Balco, I say, ooh, that sounds ambiguous. If I see SWATS, I'm like, these guys don't know what they're doing. They'll probably
apparently they
me
did
on the phone.
Because he's back and he's been playing great. And again, I shouldn't say that, right? Because I shouldn't presume guilt.
Well,
but I kind of do.
Listen, and guilt is the operative word there. I have no problem, and I've long contended this. I said this about Andy Pettit. You can say what you want, Andy Pettit in the Hall of Fame. I don't put Andy Pettit in the Hall of Fame, mostly because I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. I don't think he has the resume for it. I have no problem with athletes taking, because they're not performance enhancers at that point. It's medicine. He took medicine.
Yeah, I understand
that. Why are we parsing?
That.
I mean, back in the day, they didn't have casts. They just like tied a stick to your arm and told you to walk it off.
You know why
why
don't
do
parse?
We allow that?
Because where do you stop parsing? That's the problem. And this was my real problem with it. And your thing about not caring about guys using it to come back from injuries, I don't care. I've never felt the same anger that other people do. Performance enhancing drugs, never something that struck me. So really, at the heart of it, I don't care about this story. What I do care about...
So you want just a bunch of mutants out there eating their brains
in
the middle of the 50-yard line.
I don't want that, but I realize where we are, and it's just one of those things. There's a cap on what... There's a limit to what my brain can handle, okay? I'm a human.
Yeah, you're a simple man.
I am.
You're very.
There's like 9 things rattling around in there, and 2 of them are Pretty Little Liars associated. So, it's only so much I can think about. Okay? And performance injuries is not one of those things that I have the cap space to care about. But what I do care about is already, like, this story broke, and already I saw people say, well, it's not a performance enhancing drug, it's just a banned substance. We don't get to make that distinction.
Okay.
The double standard is what bugs me. You don't have a double standard. I understand that. But you didn't make that distinction with Richard Sherman. You didn't make it with Tyler Sash. You were both suspended with Adderall. Don't start making it now because it's Ray Lewis. If it's banned, it's banned, and you can't do it. And if he did take it, and again, I can't take blame or I can't assume guilt, but if he did take it, then he would have committed a foul to the game and skated on the penalty. And that's a little wrong. And so I don't want to see just excuses made because it's a guy we like.
But when you talk about Sash, first of all, it's a guy a lot of people hate. I love him. When you talk about Sash and you talk about Richard Sherman, and Richard Sherman's was overturned,
mm-hmm.
What is the common denominator between those two guys that does not apply to Ray Lewis? A failed drug test.
No,
the NFL
I understand.
Did not catch this.
No. I understand. But my point wasn't that people are assuming guilt or not. My point was people saying, well, it doesn't matter even if he did take it because it's not a performance enhancer. It's a banned substance. Last time I checked, Trent Dilfer's not a chemical scientist. I don't even know if Trent Dilfer said that. I just used that as an example.
I understand that.
Right?
I agree
we don't
with
get
that.
To make that distinction.
And the
banned is banned.
The NFL needs to do something about it. Just because something's banned, just because there's a rule in place doesn't mean the rule is good.
Right.
And
but you still have
NFL
to abide by the rule while it's there.
Absolutely. And in Major League Baseball, this is an evolving process. These rules, what needs to happen, what needs to be allowed, what needs to be disallowed, that needs to be a revolving door. It's not something you can just lay in concrete in 2012 or 2004 and just say, all right, this is the deal until we get a new CBA.
Right.
So the issue there, and I'm not saying Ray Lewis didn't fail a drug test, therefore he didn't take anything. I'm not saying that at all. That's naive to think.
Mm-hmm.
But as it stands right now, there's only one way you can be punished by the NFL, and that's if you fail a drug test. He didn't. So therefore, I think it's a non-story, A, because I like the guy, B, because he didn't fail a drug test, and C, because it was a rehab-related offense.
To you. I understand that.
And again, my stance is, if it's a rehab-related offense, that's medicine, why are we dictating what medicine you can or cannot take just because one medicine is better than others?
Right.
That's perplexing to me. It doesn't make any sense.
One positive, though, is that Patriot fans are up in arms because they got cheated out of an AFC championship game.
Up in arms so much they will tear their tricep.
Oh!
Boom.
Boom! Randy Moss also making news on media day yesterday saying that he is the greatest wide receiver of all time.
Don't have a problem with that.
That's wrong. That's just factually inaccurate. Jerry Rice is better than you. And you may say...
It's not necessarily... It's not factually inaccurate.
Oh, it's factually inaccurate.
It's factually pretty close.
It's factually inaccurate to say he's the greatest wide receiver of all time. I would have no problem with you saying that Randy Moss, and I would actually probably agree, Randy Moss is the greatest talent to ever play, right?
He's pretty phenomenal.
The collection of skills, Randy Moss had the most and the greatest of anyone who's ever played the game at that position. But even he said it yesterday, well, I had some down years. GOAT doesn't have down years.
It's true.
The GOAT doesn't go to Oakland and disappear for 3 years.
The Oakland era was pretty bad. Now, two.
The GOAT generally doesn't play for the Tennessee Titans.
Time out. There's. Okay, listen. You got to bash the Tennessee Titans.
I am. I'm going to throw a little jab in there for no reason. They've never done anything to me.
No reason whatsoever. If you look at Jerry Rice, and I'm not saying that Randy Moss is a better wide receiver than Jerry Rice, but I will say that Jerry Rice, in the beginning of his career, in the prime of his career, and at the end of his career, had great quarterbacks. Okay? When Randy Moss went to the Oakland Raiders, he quit. His teams were terrible. He was non-existent. Everybody thought his career was over well before it actually was. But can you name the quarterback throwing him the football?
Might have been Jamarcus Russell. Will probably come up a couple different times in this podcast.
It may have been Jamarcus Russell. I think there was probably a Cade McGown somewhere in there.
No, I understand that point.
Wide receiver is the most dependent position in the NFL. So if you don't have a guy that can chuck you the pill, you can't put up any numbers. Right. You really can't do anything.
And I understand that. But, you know, there's a larger point to Moss, and it's the attitude. And I've always taken intangibles into account, and I don't think you can be the GOAT when you're with Tom Brady and you're such a spoiled brat, or you're such a jerk that Bill Belichick runs you out of town, you end up on Tennessee. You have to take that into account.
Was he really that much of a jerk? He asked for a contract. That's all he did. He had the greatest single season a wide receiver's ever had, arguably, aside from Calvin Johnson, because Randy Moss was in the midst of going 18-0.
Yeah.
Where Calvin Johnson was in the midst of going, I believe, 4-12.
That's such a
bummer.
He had
a phenomenal season, and he's getting towards the end of his career. All he was doing was making a business play.
Yeah, but you have to take the diva effect into account and how he affected the people around him and how it messed up himself. You can't tell me that his personality didn't have a negative effect on his career, because it certainly did.
But I also think there's a perception of Randy Moss that's not entirely accurate. I think he quit in Oakland? Yeah, I do think he quit in Oakland.
You say it's not entirely accurate. I think whatever perception you want to have when you like hit a policewoman with your car or bump a policewoman with your car.
Who's never
I'm
wanted
cool with
to
that.
Bump a policewoman with a car?
I never have.
Randy's just living the dream. Okay, when Randy fake mooned Green Bay fans.
Right, that's, yeah,
after
some
Green
things,
Bay fans really mooned Randy
some
Moss.
Some things have been blown out of proportion. That, the straight cash homie, which to this day is my favorite soundbite of
phenomenal.
All time.
It is phenomenal.
Like, those were blown out of proportion. But other things, like, you have to take that into account. And I look at Jerry Rice, and, like, this generation, you have T.O., Ocho
T.O.
Cinco,
and Randy Moss
are often
grouped
great
in.
Great talents, those three guys, grouped together because they're great talents with diva personality problems that had a negative effect in your career. Rice never had that.
Okay.
Dude just got up, worked his ass off, had a Hall of Fame career, had the GOAT career.
Yes, he's a very good player. Also, kind of an ass. But that gets overlooked because he was on a great team and he was in a different era of media attention.
Let's not point this. He was in a different era of passing, right?
So was Randy Moss. Randy Moss played most of his career in the old NFL. Randy Moss, when he had Dante Culpepper just throwing the ball 80 yards in the air.
That great 07 year that you just referenced wasn't exactly in that era.
That was getting
towards, in the hand-checking era. That was
in the fringe.
Freer, certainly.
Okay, he's not doing what Calvin Johnson is doing now. Okay, he played most of his career in that transitional period. It started in Jerry Rice's NFL, and it's ended up here in Roger Goodell's NFL. Jerry Rice is great, and I'm not arguing against that. I don't have a problem with a guy confidently saying that he was great when he's in the conversation. And when you talk about, you know, and it really is those three guys. It's Ocho Cinco, it's Terrell Owens, and it's Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Ocho Cinco is not in the same weight class as Terrell Owens or Randy Moss, so mm-hmm. I don't think he should be even taken into consideration in this conversation.
Yeah.
I think Terrell Owens is a huge team cancer and a huge diva. I think that Randy Moss is a bit misunderstood. Yes, he's got some issues. Mm-hmm. Yes, he got kicked out of school for smoking some doobies. I just think it's a lot of small things that add up that create a perception of Randy Moss that I don't think is entirely accurate. The guy likes to win.
It's cover two.